This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. And it is a good morning. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One question that's sort of gnawing me as we move closer and closer to the inauguration, if you will, is, and I've never really thought about this, because normally with a leftist politician, which, you know, I've watched Biden over the years. I watched the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. I really got to wonder what kind of guy, what kind of man must he be to accept being illegitimately put into the Oval Office? Now, all of us have seen the clips on TV here recently. Nearly every recent Joe Biden public appearance is an embarrassment. The media called his garbled statements gaffes, as if they were these innocent, harmless mistakes. But many have suggested some far worse age-related cognitive failure. And we experienced embarrassment with him and pitied a man clearly past his prime. But what seemed most prominent about Joe Biden, other than his mental decline, was his obsession with one singular goal, which was to be president of the United States. He first ran for president in the 1988 presidential election, and he didn't last until the first primary, being forced to drop out when he was caught in multiple lies about his background, his upbringing, his academic record, and for plagiarizing other politicians. 20 years later, he ran again in the 2008 presidential election, but dropped out after coming in fifth in the Iowa caucuses with less than 1% of the vote. He was later chosen as Barack Obama's running mate. After 8 years of office there and 4 years out, he announced his run in the 2020 presidential election, where his plagiarism problem came up again as some of his policy positions were lifted verbatim from other organizations. And the blame was immediately deflected to his staff, and the scandal seemed not to touch him. Curiously, for most politicians, this kind of a scandal would end a career, but Joe Biden outlasted the scandals and remained in office for more than four decades, really only rising above the noise on three occasions. The first was as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee during the Clarence Thomas Supreme Court confirmation hearings, where he conducted what Thomas called a high-tech lynching of a black man who dared to be a conservative. Thomas was still confirmed, though, and remains on the court today. The second time was as Barack Obama's vice president, where very little was heard from him, but much has since surfaced about family conflicts of interest during that period, including illicit family business relationships with several adversary foreign countries. Third and finally is now, the present day. And the election is still contested, and more evidence of widespread Democrat fraud surfaces daily. But Biden speaks and behaves as if he were the clear and universally accepted victor. That, to me, is extraordinary that he does that. I find the arrogance of this, it's incomprehensible for me to drink all of this in as he's sitting there acting like, you know, I won and we should all just move on. Interestingly, and we'll talk about this next, but some of the Republicans are doing that too. He won, so let's just move on. Looking back, you might ask, based upon his singular determination of what he wanted to be when he grew up, why didn't Biden run in 2016 as the heir apparent after 8 years as vice president? The claim at the time was that it was due to the death of one of his sons, but a far more likely answer was because Barack Obama lacked confidence in him. Obama said of Hillary in 2016, "I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office." When Biden announced his 2020 run, Obama reportedly told him, "You don't have to do this, Joe. You really don't." During the campaign, Obama said of Biden, "Don't underestimate Joe's ability to blank things up," in reference to a connection to the Democrat electorate. Obama said, "And you know who really doesn't have it? Joe Biden." Obama's own Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, wrote in his 2014 memoir, "Well, while Obama and Biden were still in office, Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades." Ben Rhodes, Obama's former Deputy National Security Advisor, wrote, "In the Situation Room, Biden could be something of an unguided missile." So the picture gets a little clearer as to the kind of man Joe Biden is from those who work closest with him, but there's more to this. In 1972, only weeks after Biden's first election to the Senate, Nelia and Naomi Biden were tragically killed in a collision with a tractor trailer. His sons, Beau and Hunter, were both seriously injured and hospitalized. Nelia was Joe Biden's first wife, and Naomi was his 13-month-old daughter. During a public appearance in 2007, Biden told his audience, a tractor trailer, a guy who allegedly, and I never pursued it, drank his lunch instead of eating his lunch, broadsided my family and killed my wife instantly, killed my daughter instantly, and hospitalized my two sons. And he also told that story back in 2001. The truck driver was Curtis C. Dunn, and he was not drunk. 2008, Delaware Superior Court Judge Jerome O'Erley, who oversaw the police investigation as chief prosecutor, recalled that Mrs. Biden drove into the path of Dunn's tractor trailer, and he did all he could do to avoid hitting the car, including overturning his truck and trailer. Following the collision, Dunn ran to the car and was the first to render aid. And he remained traumatized by the accident and the media's repeated retelling of it for 27 years until his death in 1999. In 2008, Dunn's daughter, Pamela Hamill, said she had had enough of Joe Biden's lies about her father and demanded an apology. "I just burst into tears," she said. "The story already is tragic enough. Why did he have to sensationalize it by saying my father was drunk? My family is outraged." Hamill told Politico in 2019 that Biden did apologize in 2009, a full 10 years too late for the man he had wrongfully and repeatedly humiliated. Then in 1977, Joe married Jill after her first marriage had broken up. The romantic story is they met on a blind date, but her first husband, Bill Stevenson, tells it differently. He says he and Jill had helped on Biden's first campaign in 72, and he was first suspected they were having an affair in 74. He said that then one of her best friends told me she thought Joe and Jill were getting a little too close. I was surprised she came to me. Soon afterward, he's discovered the truth. Today, Stevenson says Joe Biden stole Jill from me. So it's clear that Biden is not the type whose intelligence, competence, or mastery of even a single topic has ever been a point of envy. Those that he worked with have not thought highly of him, and the few times he's risen into the spotlight, he's failed to accomplish anything of note on his own. And if it were not for Barack Obama's coattails, he would have vanished from public life a decade ago. Had it not been for other Democrats sabotaging Bernie Sanders in the 2020 Democratic primary, he would have fallen away early. If he hadn't sold his soul to the socialist and progressive wings of the fractured party to get support, they couldn't have manufactured enough votes to save him. There's one certainty about them that Biden and Obama capitalized on, so did China, Ukraine, Iraq, Kazakhstan. One thing he's proven time and time again is that he's for sale. He will take the position and use his elected powers to implement the policy most beneficial to Joe Biden and his family. So what kind of man is Joe Biden? He's oblivious. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing about politicians that you can rest assured of is that politicians serve in the Senate and the House, especially in the Senate, they begin to believe that they're going to be there until they're tired of being there, until they quit, or until they die. So, therefore, for them, presidents come and go. Agendas come and go. And in a lot of cases, it is business as usual. For some of these guys who have been there for X amount of time, they've seen majorities flip back and forth. It's no big deal to them. There was no need for Mitch McConnell. His stock had risen so high with me, and just in the space of 3 weeks, he's just wasted it all. There was no need for him to cut off Trump's legs and call Biden president-elect and congratulate Kamala Harris. If he wanted to surrender to the fraud on January the 6th, he could have at least given Trump another 2 weeks to fight and educate the public. This may very well hurt the Republican effort in Georgia. There seems to be a slight slim lead in both races right now. But that's all based on polling data, which I never believed. Many Georgia Republicans are going to wonder what good it will do to give this spineless jackass the majority. Surrender is not merely McConnell's, but essentially that of almost the entire Republican Senate caucus. You might see, for these guys, lack of performance is business as usual. So you get the impression that a large percentage of them want to return to normal. And this collective surrender deeply injures, it truncates Trump and his legal team's efforts to utilize the 3 weeks remaining to educate the public further about the details and the magnitude of the criminality and treason. Trump did react on Twitter, but the damage has been done. The story that has been seeping out and having an effect, after McConnell's betrayal, it has all been turned into sour grapes. And this premature surrender could hurt the party's efforts to consolidate the huge gains Trump made among people, especially in the Midwest, where Trump voters, who never voted Republican before Trump, are convinced of the theft. All the leadership had to do was to join Trump in screaming fraud, and they didn't. The Democrats know it happened. They're evil but not stupid, and a united party pursuing the criminals to the last day would have done more to put the fear of God into the Democrats than two unimpressive Georgia Republicans. And for that matter, a united party would have increased the chances of getting those Republicans elected for whatever good they might be. We're witnessing a full-on return to the stupid surrender and be nice party. Trump's still fighting. Alone. No help from the Republican Senate or the House. I used to believe that there was a chance here in America where we could find a political solution to the things that ail us. And unfortunately, with each passing day and each new revelation, I begin to understand that that's a pipe dream. I begin to understand that what I'm asking for isn't going to happen. And as far as this goes, while I may continue to vote for them, if things do go south, I'm not going to be caring about them. I just don't care anymore about this Republican Party, nor do I believe it can stop the global left's revolutionary plans. If they're going to morph into something that has a chance of mounting a real defense against the coming revolution, it needs a thorough house cleaning and the infusion of tough people. It needs to be remade in Trump's image with fighters. Is there anybody out there on the Republican side that you could think of they would cover up the windows of a polling place so you couldn't see how they counted votes? See, one of the things about combat, see, obviously the election process is compromised. And we're in the middle of something that I've always referred to as ideological combat or a cold civil war. It's all based upon vernacular and rhetoric at the moment. Now, the Democrats understand that the ends do justify the means. When I was in the military, we didn't, if there were no rules in combat, we had rules of engagement that were imposed upon us by our chain of command. But as far as when we got out there and we got in the fight, it wasn't about face me and let's fight like honorable men. We wanted to win. Win, win, win. And at that very base level of humanity, when you're out there and you're fighting for survival, literally clawing to breathe, to stay alive, there are no rules. You win. You know, if you want to see a fight with rules, go watch an MMA match. Go watch a boxing match. They have rules. And if you don't play by the rules, you lose. Except in combat, there are no rules. And we are in combat. When Trump picked the three Supreme Court justices that he got to seat, he picked the best that he could find. And look at what he got. If the parties had been reversed and the left had gotten those three Supreme Court seats, do you have any doubt that all three would have taken a case, any case, that would have given support to a Democrat candidate similarly screwed over by electoral theft? You cannot beat a party as ruthless as the Democrats with weaklings like McConnell and half the House and two-thirds of the Senate. And Trump's three cowardly Supreme Court appointees. Now, are these people beyond redemption? No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, there's still talk of the Supreme Court doing something about this election and everything else. We'll see. But the clearest sign of American cultural decay and the futility of fighting the leftist globalist revolution is not the strength of the revolutionaries. It's the weakness and uselessness of the Republican Party. And the problem with that is that that means it comes to us. We put these people out there to keep it from coming to us. None of us should be chomping at the bit for the revolution, for the Civil War. We should not be chomping at the bit. We should do everything we can to avoid that. And what we did was we voted for a bunch of Republicans. And what did we get for it? In 2018, we had 38 House members just quit on the Republican side. Just quit. Just quit. We got betrayed. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Nearly 6 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be shipped across the country after the Food and Drug Administration cleared the way on Friday. There are now two vaccines approved for emergency use in the U.S. Doses of Moderna's vaccine will arrive in states early next week, and vaccinations will be allowed to begin once a CDC panel gives approval. That's expected this weekend. Dr. Chris Murray, director of the University of Washington Department of Global Health, tells CNN, "We still have a ways to go before the numbers come down. down.
Obviously, the vaccine is fantastic news, and in the long term, that's going to really help us get COVID under control. But it takes time. We don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray's model suggests 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st. USA Radio News. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill roll up their sleeves to take the COVID-19 vaccine, there's one lawmaker who's sharing his opinion on those who are skeptical. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world have developed this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will reportedly receive the vaccine on Monday. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I just had a bad thought. I'm sorry. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This year has been massive as far as the gun buying, the surge in gun buying this year. Started when it became clear that COVID-19 was going to become a pandemic, and it has kept on going thanks to riots and uncertainty about the election. And as Biden gets ready to take office, if nothing happens, which, I don't know if something's going to happen. The things I thought were going to happen haven't happened. So now I'm just sitting around going, okay, gosh, you failure politicians. But anyway, with Biden set to take office, that will further fuel gun purchases in the foreseeable future. But there's also been a surge in violent crime. Now, ignorant people, or gun-grabbing people, or both, have tried to make the case that the two are related. Because, after all, if you believe more guns mean more crime, why wouldn't you think they were related? The only problem is criminals don't go to gun stores to buy guns. There's two layers of gun ownership in the world today. There's the black market ownership that we don't know how many is in there. We don't know what's in there. We don't know who has it or where. We know that guns within the black market do move through the black market, and they geographically they move. I don't know how, but they do. But criminals aren't going to the gun shop and going filling out a 44-73. They're not doing that. The gun buying surge started months before the violent crime surge began. And there's been no evidence that criminals have taken part in the increased gun sales to any appreciable degree. So, something else fuels this. Now, you may be wondering, and I'm being facetious here when I say this, because I'm sure you already know, but you may be wondering what this could be. Could it be stuff like this? 88% of all inmates who are arrested on gun charges in New York City this year, 88% of the 3,793 who were arrested were released due to, one, NYC's new bail reform law, which eliminated bail for many crimes, and or, two, the city's COVID-related jail release policy, which I've never understood. Why, in the one population that we have where we can actually enforce things like social distancing, the answer is just to release them. Just let them go. Meanwhile, shootings in the Big Apple are up a whopping 96%. The mystery deepens. From the New York Post, we have made staggering numbers of gun arrests, taking guns off the streets from felons. But when you look 3 days later, 4 days later, these individuals are back on the street committing new and more gun violence, according to NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea. He said that on December 8th, while announcing shootings have climbed to 1,433 and are on track to reach a 14-year high by the end of 2020. By Thursday, they had logged an additional 18 shootings, bringing the total to 1,451. That's 1,451 shooting incidents, leaving 1,756 dead or wounded New Yorkers. But does this 96% surge in shootings truly have a direct connection to bail reform and releasing inmates willy-nilly due to the Rona? Well, yeah. Governors all over the country opened the prisons and let thousands of prisoners out early. Some did take care to make sure they were nonviolent offenders, but not everyone convicted of a nonviolent offense is nonviolent. When you get into prison, you could be put into prison for, computer fraud, and you come out all buff, tattooed up, and you're a stone killer. That can happen. Couple that fact with the mask mandates make it easier for criminals to escape detection. Eyewitnesses are kind of useless when they can't actually see the face. And when you take that, you've got a recipe for criminal activity. Here in my state of South Carolina, wearing a mask in public is illegal. It's been illegal since the rise of Antifa. A lot of states have passed laws making that illegal. Except, now, of course, you got to wear a mask to show your patriotism, to show your compassion for your fellow man, to protect yourself and others. Once upon a time, if you wore a mask and you were just out walking around, you could be walking around walking your dog, and you get stopped. Now you're more likely to get stopped if you're not wearing one. And then if that's not enough, then we've got the Soros-inspired push to decriminalize pretty much everything that's not a felony. And then once again, you've got a recipe for disaster. And it's not all these released inmates that represent a problem. Many of them may well have seen this as an early second chance, and they're trying to make the most of it. But how many does it really take to create a massive problem in communities all over the country? Not many. I love the Chris Dorner story that I tell all the time. One Chris Dorner, one upset cop in Los Angeles, took the entire LAPD and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and turned it on its head when he shot a few cops. Shooting a few cops is bad. But they were under, when you saw what was coming out of there, you were like, is this guy Rambo? And then you looked at him. And he wasn't Rambo. He wasn't even Mr. Rogers. So it doesn't take a bunch to cause a lot of trouble in any one area. And while I have been picking on New York because they're so easy to pick on, inmates were released from pretty much every prison in every state. And we also see an increase in violence in just about every city in every state. So while anti-gunners want to blame the guns, there are much simpler explanations for all of this violence, but it simply comes down to this. I think when this COVID-19 thing started, nobody knew what it was going to be. It was just that new. Now, there's, you know, I've been saying all along that it has been here in the United States since October. And very slowly, that sort of started tracking its way back among people that do testing because they're finding blood samples in certain Red Crosses from December that have the antibodies for coronavirus in them, present in the blood samples. So that would indicate that somebody had COVID-19 prior to December of 2019, right? Like, I caught it before it was trendy, before they even gave it a label. And then the question becomes, as far as COVID-19 is concerned, well, how come we didn't see the spike in deaths before we had a name for it? Then when you look at the deaths, then you see there is no spike in deaths. So it has gone from concern, genuine concern now, to opportunity. Because the whole COVID-19 thing, as an example, has been a behavioral exercise for certain politicians. And other politicians that don't see that need, their states don't get locked down or anything else, so yeah, everything remains pretty much the same. People do die from related illnesses with COVID-19, but COVID-19 itself is not this all-fired killer that everybody makes it out to be, where it kills you by itself. That's really important to take note of. There are people that are very susceptible to COVID-19, and they're just as susceptible to the cold and the flu and pneumonia and any other flu that may have, a SARS, a Hong Kong flu, whatever you want to call it. Any illness out there that they were to catch or contract could be catastrophic. They're the ones we should be protecting. But this is a chance, you know, I say all the time, it's not about gun control, it's about total control. This is total control. They're trying to exercise that now. But it's not about the guns. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One more time, here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We've got a couple of things happening out there that has to do with the ATF that a lot of people are way up in arms about, and I get it. The ATF shouldn't even exist in my way of thinking, simply because most of the stuff that they do that actually has any importance to society could be done by the FBI. I don't know. I may have just explained why it shouldn't be with the FBI, though, huh? Anyway, most of the stuff that the ATF does has nothing to do with criminals as well. And I really want to know how often they go out and do any raids on alcohol or tobacco as well. But I digress. We have three things going on right now with the ATF. They're all going on sort of concurrently. One of them is sort of overlaps with the other. So the ATF is involved in stabilizing braces, which is a, they're the ones that set it up and approved them to begin with. You could take a AR-15, shorten the barrel, and call it a pistol by putting a stabilizing brace on it. Now, a stabilizing brace, what it does is it wraps around your arm, straps on with a Velcro strap, and it stabilizes it so you can shoot it easier with one hand. Now, the ATF has gone back and forth on the whole putting it against your shoulder thing. Now, the thing about the 5.56 round is when you bring it up to your face, when you stick, most people that will train you to shoot an AR-15, say with an optic, because most of them have optics now, is they're going to have you bring the optic up to eye level and then pull it back to where the brace, buttstock, whatever it is that you're using, makes contact. Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you with this part of it. When I was in the service in the 80s, we wanted to stick the butt into the pocket between the shoulder and the pectoralis major. Nowadays, that is not the case because a lot of people they're running around out there and they're barely touching their shoulder with their weapon. Barely touching their shoulder with their weapon. They may use it as sort of a fulcrum to rotate the weapon up and down or something, but beyond that, it's sort of become sort of common knowledge that the 5.56 doesn't have a whole lot of recoil. So most of your tactical trainers out there nowadays have you, you're coming up, you're bringing it up to where you can see the optic. It used to be that you'd stick it down in your shoulder and then take your head down. Well, not everybody can do that. Not everybody can lean that way. So nowadays, you're bringing the optic up, you're acquiring the optic by sticking it in front of your face, and then you fire from there. So the actual need to shoulder anything having to do with an AR-15 is not actually a thing now. They make, like I've got a couple of buttstocks on my full-size AR-15s that really lend themselves really well to that. They've got like a rounded tip on it. They just sort of bounce on right there. So the stabilizing brace, that's become a point of contention. Now, the actual point of contention is just one or two of them, but we'll get to that in a minute. The other thing is the Honey Badger, which was also a stabilizing brace thing. That's a gun made by Q. And with the Honey Badger, this is a AR-15 pistol with a stabilizing brace on it. And although Q makes other AR-15 pistols, the only one they zeroed in on was the Honey Badger. Write that down. That's important to this discussion. Then there's the Poly 80 lowers. Now, I have three Poly 80 lower guns. I'm looking at one right now. It's my full-size one that was made for me by Ace Firearms. This is a serialized weapon, and it's because it was made by a gun manufacturer. And for me, what I like, the reason I wanted a Poly 80 lower was because of the grip angle. I shoot these better than a regular Glock. I've taken two Poly 80 lower guns to a tactical response class, fighting pistol, and you throw these guns all over the place at tactical response. I mean, you don't treat them nice. Dropping them, tossing them. These guns ran without a hiccup, and it's due to the fact that Roger Ward knows what he's doing when he's building a gun. But they raided Polymer 80, which is a company that sells Poly 80 lowers. And they raided them because they put together a kit with the 80% lower that is not ready. It's not a gun. By their specification, it's not a gun. So they're putting that together with the slide and the barrel and the springs and all the other things that you can. Once you've dug out the fire control group in the Polymer 80 lower, you now have all the parts you need to make it a gun. And all of these things that they're doing right now, all of these little cases they have going on, are based upon a very, very thin premise, right? The SB Tactical, you know, SB Tactical, the stabilizer brace, and there's many of them out there. It's not just SB, but they're going after SB. Stabilizing brace, I think they have actually gotten approval for two or four. I can't remember what the number is. But they make about 20-some-odd variants. And they sell all of these. But when you ask certain questions of certain people out there that deal with the ATF on a regular basis, the ATF, while, once again, let me just say, they are a completely political system. This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment or anything else. This is all regulatory. It's all and it's all geared towards regulating you, law-abiding citizen. It's all designed to tell you what you can and can't have. Clearly an infringement. I'll say that right up front. It's clearly an infringement. But it is there. And herein lies the rub and the failure that I see going on right now. We have had total power a few times on the Republican side. And we've never done anything about the ATF. Whenever we get all of the chips on our side of the poker table, when it's our turn to be in power, as the politicians might think, especially gun owners. And it's not like I don't think gun owners deserve a moment to relax and take a breath because of the constant onslaught we're under. But going back to the whole combat theme, in the middle of a fight, when you suddenly get an advantage, you don't stop. You don't stop. When you get an advantage, you finish. And we've never finished. And because we've never finished, we have this thing going on with the ATF. Now, the ATF is absolutely attempting to crack down on what they will consider a pistol and what they will not. They're absolutely going to try to crack down on telling people, they want to go after, 80% lower. I mean, this has been supposedly collusion between Biden and the ATF. And listen, if we get in there and find out that's the case, maybe O'Keefe gets in there with Project Veritas or something. If we get in there and find out this is the case, we need to retake power, and then we need to disband them. We need to take everybody in charge of policy at the ATF and make sure they never work in that town again. And the only problem I have with all of this stuff is that all of these things going on with the ATF right now are all very focused on certain things, on certain sets of circumstances. And they are very thin. It's a very thin premise under which they operate. But it is within the rules. And that's a problem when you have somebody out there making the rules. And some people know how to play by the rules and some people don't. So there's going to be some things that, like with the pistols, they're going to say weight and length. The weight and length of the firearm will be considered if it's used with a stabilizing brace. A firearm that is so heavy that it is impractical to fire or aim with one hand, or so long that it's difficult to balance a firearm to fire with one hand, is likely to even be considered a rifle or shotgun. Except I can balance and fire my rifle, my ARs, with one hand, my full-sized ones. 16-inch barrels, you know, that thing. So, we're going to see what we're going to see. A lot of this stuff is very opaque that they're bringing out there. There's no clear-cut definition of what is and what isn't. And that's what everybody wants. But at the same time, we shouldn't be expecting it. But we need to be filing this away in our heads. Let's not forget this time. Because there will be another day. There will be a reset to this election process. It may be quite violent, I don't know. But there will be a reset, and there will be another day. I will talk to you next week. Merry Christmas to all of you. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.